They're great.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
People want to see real women exploring all kinds of different sexual fantasies.
Ah, what glorious goo.
Ah. That's so gay.
Hey. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't find that gay.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What was that, honey?
A blowout, a manicure, and I feel like a million bucks.
Oh, it's big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big. Bang, 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 bang.
But what about STDs?
Hot as balls. The Don and Mike Show.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Mike, here we go. Here's DJs in the news.
DJs.
This comes from a CBS radio station.
Yes.
WKRI in Cleveland.
Dominic Dieter, morning show sidekick on the Rover Morning Glory show.
Now, do you have to hear any more?
You really don't. You really don't.
That's how you do it.
Dominic Dieter.
I'm Dominic Dieter, and I'm the wacky stunt boy for the Rover Morning Glory show.
The Rover Morning Glory show.
Wow. You see, Mike, on Friday, that's Friday the 13th.
Uh-oh. Stunt time. Great day for a stunt.
Triskaidekaphobia day.
You put that away, boy.
I did, boy.
Sure, the 13th is back.
That's right. Away. It was last Friday.
Did you wash your ass today?
That's all I have out is the
you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
What are you prattling about?
I have the Monday the 16th date.
So
prattling.
It's Friday the 13th.
So, this past Friday.
What Dominic do?
Dominic Dieter. They do a bit on the Rover Morning Glory show called Dare Dominic. Dare Dominic Dieter.
Okay.
Dieter was dared to roll down a steep hill in an 85-gallon drum. As the drum rolled down the hill, the lid popped off. According to News 5 Cleveland, Dieter lay on the ground for 20 minutes and could not feel his feet. CBS Radio announced today.
Yes.
The Dare Dieter segment will not return.
Of course, will they Dieter. Announced it today. What about Dieter? What's the matter with Dieter? Can he feel his feet?
Here are the updates now. 2:30 p.m. This is at the website for the DJ for Rover.
Okay.
2:30 Friday. I left the hospital. Dieter is strapped to a table with a neck brace so he can't move. Ooh. We saw him for a few minutes. Saturday. Dieter was discharged from Metro Health Center yesterday, resting at home. He has regained feeling in his extremities, but has some type of fluid in his stomach from the incident.
Sure. Blood brother.
He did not make it to our K-Rock calendar search party.
What?
But he wishes to express his thanks.
Oh, God.
Monday, today. Dieter is unable to make it to work because of his injuries and will be seeing doctors throughout the day. We hope he'll return Tuesday.
Dieter.
To honor Dieter, today we're running a Dare Dieter marathon.
Sure, last chance.
Hold on a second. Are they? You're kidding me.
No, you're
kidding me. They're not that stupid. Please tell me they're not that stupid.
On the same day that they announced that they're not going to do this bit anymore, they ran an entire day's show with this guy doing stunts.
A Dare Dieter marathon. What better way to say
a marathon?
We've smartened up.
Because that's CBS, they know how to handle stuff.
That is too funny. Dieter has fluid in his stomach.
Poor Dieter.
You know.
Dare Dieter.
Jesus Christ. You know, why is it that at this company, you could take a guy, put him in a barrel, and roll him down the street, and he doesn't feel anything, and nobody gives two rats' ass?
Right.
You say a word that could describe the Washington Monument.
Right.
It's quite an erection. You say a word like that, and panic alarms go off.
Right.
I got forwarded an email over the weekend.
It wouldn't be that way if you dared Dieter to say it.
Did you get the email from Senior Hughes about this jackass, I don't know if he's a Democrat, from West Virginia, Goldwater? Okay. He's the guy that's coming up and saying now, here's his great plan. No more with the transcript, no more with the tape. If you hear anything that's bad,
you report it. And even if it's one word, or even if you think it's bad, you report it. And if you're found to be guilty, the disc jockey will be charged $350,000 for each word.
Each utterance.
And we're talking about words like, speaking about the Washington Monument, what a great erection.
Mm-hmm.
A word like that is a word that, in theory, this douchebag could go to the FCC.
And you just said another one there. Yeah.
Well, that's $350,000.
That's $600,000.
Yeah. Right. This jackass, seriously. This guy's a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Rockefeller. Please.
Jay Rockefeller out of West Virginia?
I believe he's the man that's...
I did not get that.
Huh. He's the guy that is that's spearheading this whole thing.
Wow.
That's why Hughes went crazy with the E-word last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, it's still the climate that we live in, but it's nice to know that, you know, with all of this heat coming down on us, that we can still hear the Dieter Marathon.
Well, for now.
We will no longer be doing the Dieter Marathon.
Dieter's marathon has been pulled, but I have good news. He's regained feeling in his toes.
We hope to have him on the show tomorrow.
His injuries have prevented him, unfortunately. And what did it have to do with the barrel, the top of the barrel coming up? Did he fall out of the barrel? Is that what happened?
I believe that they put the top on, and as he was going down the hill, the top fell off, and I guess he fell out.
It ejected Dieter from the barrel, causing him not to feel his feet.
All I know is that's another headache they don't need at CBS Corporate.
Absolutely not. Dieter, for God's sakes, the next time, solder or weld the barrel shut before you put it down the hill.
And Rover, you're in charge of the morning glory.
Rover, what were you thinking putting on a Dare Dieter marathon right after Dieter paralyzed himself?
Wasn't Rover another one of those dicks that was supposed to be taking over for Howard?
Yeah.
Another one
is
of the guys,
this the same Rover?
I believe it's the same one that the company gave like 15 or 16 radio stations to. And the
that
guy,
was well thought out when they did that.
The guy could not get a rating.
I think he was supposed to get the whole Midwest, and then they put fluid in his stomach.
That is too.
Yeah, he did that
Dare
himself.
Dieter.
Dare Dieter.
Dare Dieter.
Good God.
Jesus Christ.
Fantastic. The wonderful world of radio.
So I guess that's okay.
I guess.
Right. Well,
not now because we're no longer. No. Don, I think it's important for you to acknowledge the fact that the Dare Dieter Marathon and Daring Dieter in general has been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to Dare Dieter anymore. Not going to happen. Dare Dieter. Oh, too good.
Okay, anyway, are interns coming in tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, good. We'll have fun with them tomorrow.
Okay. Wonderful.
Good. Also, scheduled to appear on tomorrow's show, and that's the way I'm going to say it now, like it's an award show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Scheduled to appear tomorrow.
Scheduled to appear.
John Ratzenberger and also Frank Caliendo will be by tomorrow.
Wow. John Ratzenberger as in Cliff Clavin?
Yeah. Right, and he's in that Ratatouille thing.
Yeah, fantastic.
Scheduled to appear today. As a matter of fact, in a moment, the winner of Last Comic Standing, the CP Comic guy.
Very good.
And then also scheduled to appear today, Tony Dungy.
Ooh, wow. That's exciting.
Buzz, you're not allowed to speak when Tony Dungy's on the show.
Understood.
You understand? I want to just tell you why.
I don't want to embarrass
you. I want to hip you to Tony Dungy.
All right.
He is really into God.
Okay. He is indeed.
Fair enough. I think the last thing would be, hey, Coach, we love you. We respect you.
Uh-huh.
Say hi to our friend Buzz.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Who does not believe in your God.
Buzz, for a super prize, can you tell me Tony Dungy's great accomplishment?
No, I cannot.
Really?
He's a famous coach. That's all I know.
You couldn't by any chance tell us what his accomplishment is?
No, I could not.
What if I gave you a hint?
Okay, you can try. I don't think it'll help. But
he's colored.
Okay.
What if I told...
That's part of the hint, though.
I see.
What if I told you that this was...
First...
That this was a recent accomplishment, relatively recent.
First black NFL coach?
That's
no.
Right,
no.
Buzz. That's right. He's the first black NFL coach.
I didn't know.
Well, if you say he was an NFL coach,
all right.
What would be an achievement?
Being first, I guess. I don't know. I really
don't
know.
You know what Ricky Bobby says, Mike?
What's
if you're
that?
Not first, you're last. Mm-hmm.
This is true. If you were going to say, if you were going to accomplish something in the NFL, what would that be?
Well, it got in the Hall of Fame, I guess.
All right, Buzz, we've played the game as much as we can. Yes. For everyone at home scratching their heads as well, wondering, who is this Tony Dungy and why is he so popular?
Yes, why?
Let's go back to February.
Jim Nance.
Good to be with you, sir. And this trophy right here today
will be in the hands for the first time ever. An African-American coach will hoist the Lombardi Trophy, Lovie Smith or Tony Dungy.
Ah, Buzz.
Yes, now I get it.
There you go.
Now you know.
First to win the Super Bowl.
There it is. Pick 8.
First black man to win the Super Bowl. Also, if you take color out, as I constantly say, you take color out of the situation.
Yes, you do. You say that often.
He simply is our latest Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, that's the big deal. He won the Super Bowl.
That is big. I knew it was a big name.
Very, very successful coach in the NFL.
You really didn't know that Tony Dungy was the coach of the Colts.
I'm sure I'd forgotten by now. I guess I remember when you played the tape. I remembered it at the time, but no, just pulling it out of the air. No, I don't really follow that.
Tony Dungy, our first black coach in the NFL. Because we're making so much progress here in 2007.
Well, the NFL's made a little more progress than that, Buzz, but he did happen to snare himself a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning and the crew.
How many black coaches do you think there are in the NFL?
I'm going to say 2.
How many teams do you think there are?
I forget. It's like 32, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought there were 3.
I think, let me see, Denny Green got fired.
Denny Green got fired.
Right. Dennis
Green
got fired.
There's a guy from Chicago.
And also the guy, Mike, what's his name, in Pittsburgh, and Lovie Smith, and Tony Dungy. And I know what Rob is saying. The answer, Rob, is just too many.
Too many.
Exactly. Too many.
Rob Spiewak, right. Bite your tongue.
How many black coaches in the NFL? I don't know. Too many.
Mm-hmm.
Too many.
Well, that was a big, big day for Tony Dungy.
Sure.
And he's going to be – and another – the next biggest day after winning the Super Bowl will be coming on this show.
They continue.
Mm-hmm.
The achievements.
That's right.
He's also really into God.
Yeah. I'll lay low.
So you stay away from him.
I kind of let you out of the situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Being as you thought he was the first black head coach in the NFL anyway.
Just didn't know.
All right. What's his cat's name?
I did not know.
What's the CP Comics name?
Josh Blue.
Josh Blue.
Him I know.
Did you see him from last season's last Comic Standing?
I have not seen Josh Blue.
Guy's funny as balls. We
heard a little clip of him. He sounds funny as hell.
Play a lot of his clips. We'll talk to him in Uno Momento.
This is the Don and Mike Show.